Get ready to celebrate God's call to go. Here's your weekly dose of heartwarming encouragement for the missionary in all of us. Welcome to Missions Change My Life. Now here's your host, Pastor Kevin.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Kevin, founder and executive director of Global Hope India, and your host for Missions Change My Life podcast. Okay, so listen to this. It's really a miracle. I just returned from my 50th trip to India in 20 years. If I don't yet hold the Guinness Book of World Records for the most trips to India, then I've got to be pretty close. But look at God. This is a poor kid from rural North Carolina that has now flown over 1 million miles to 27 different countries. I've taken nearly 1,000 people on mission trips to India. We've collected millions for God's work among Indian nationals, and we've seen thousands of Americans and Indian nationals radically transformed through missions. The miracle continues. So on this show, I will be sharing compelling stories of radical transformation from ordinary people. Buckle up. You're going to hear some amazing stories as I interview actual mission trip participants from around the world. During every episode, I'll be sharing an inspiring word from God crafted just for you. I'm going to take you right inside 20 plus years of real life mission trip devotional moments that I've shared with thousands of Americans and Indian nationals during our trips to India. And we will be sharing practical tools to empower and equip you as God uses missions to change your life. In fact, if you haven't yet checked out the free resource page my team is putting together at globalhopeindia.org in a while, I strongly encourage you to do so. We are building and scaling that section with brand new content. Everything you need to hear and obey God's call to the Great Commission. You'll find a wide variety of tools, resources, and insights from our generous guest on the show that I promise will give you the courage, passion, and tenacity you need as a missionary. Just go to globalhopeindia.org/resources and check it out. Before we welcome today's very special guest, Richard, all the way from Uganda, let me share some additional context with you. While I was so over the moon excited when we were able to schedule Richard to be on the show. Richard is the guest relations coordinator at Watoto Ministries in Watoto, Uganda. He is active in the Watoto Church and is pursuing a BA in business and professional leadership. He likes farming goats and enjoys cooking. He's tried to convince me that he rides to work on the back of an elephant every morning. Let's welcome Richard to the Missions Change My Life podcast. Tell us how missions has changed Richard's life.
Yes. So I remember actually receiving a message from Kimberly telling me, hey, what do you think of joining a team heading to India and, you know, serving with high schoolers? I'm like, are you really serious?
Yeah.
And I think for me, really, it was so real to be true. And I'm like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, we can start conversations. And if really God, you know, wants you to go, really definitely will make a way for you to actually go over there.
Yeah.
And I think for me, first, I have been empowered through the local church, through the Watoto Church, on a very large scale. I feel so blessed and so privileged, so privileged. But I felt even more privileged to actually be empowered in that space to just for a minute stop thinking about my fears and, you know, stop worrying about, you know, Richard, me, my rugged beard or, you know, my coarse voice and, you know, standing in front of people, what will they think? And just being able to immerse myself in the truths and the promises that actually God makes, that like he uses everybody. You look at Paul in the Bible, you know, the guy was a, you know, a persecutor, but God used him to do such tremendous things. And for me, being able to serve in that space, first of all, gave me so much joy. I felt, I don't know, it is almost unexplainable for some parts. The joy is really unexplainable. And indeed, it's a true blessing. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And for me, giving of myself in that space, I remember I am not a fan of kids, like little or young age. I just don't understand what's going on in their brains. But I remember when we were doing the kids jam last year, which almost turned out to be probably some of my favorite activities, and just giving of myself and seeing the innocence of these children, you know, just being themselves and just reminding me, even me, of myself, that sometimes I really just worry too much. And God has proclaimed that to them that I believe them, he has given them the opportunity to become, you know, sons and daughters. And you know, seeing my salvation through that lens, I think for me, serving the kids last year was, it just opened up a new dimension on how I viewed myself through God. And I think part of the effects are being raised by a single mom and not having a father, and not eventually, of course, I got some father figures through the church, but of course that has an effect on how I believe about fatherhood. But just seeing these children surrendering and trusting, you know, your leadership. I remember sitting in the circle doing the salvation bracelets, and they're just, you know, going all out, being themselves and not worrying about tomorrow or whatever. And that just ministered to my heart to really, really have a child's heart before God, and I don't have to figure out anything. I don't have to worry about my English. I don't have to worry about how little I can interpret from the Bible, but just be and allow God to actually use that to be a blessing to other people. So for me, I think that really changed so much. And of course, this year as well, speaking and encouraging the teenagers, because I know this year we did a more teenage group. Yeah. And it just gave me an opportunity again to encourage them and just see, remembering myself at that age where everyone thought I was very weird and I didn't succumb to the norm at the time in school, and just encouraging these guys to be, and, you know, be comfortable in who God has created them to be, and not having to, you know, succumb to the pressures of their colleagues or even their friends, but just be and grow in knowing that God loves them. Mm-hmm. God has the best plan for their lives, and that plan will not die, but it will be there. It is alive. It is real. It is, you know, you just have to hang on to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now imagine yourself on the foreign mission field. You and your team are on the bus going to today's programs. After singing a few songs, Pastor Kevin stands to deliver a devotion.
Okay, everyone, I want you to hear this word. I really believe the Lord would encourage you today with the word focus.
That's right.
Hear that word. Hear it from the Lord. The word focus. It is a gift of God into your life. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 2 gives us a great example of focus and a call to focus. It says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. So now he is seated at the place of honor beside God's throne. If we allow, the enemy will distract us every opportunity we give him from our focus. It is not an accident that we see the call again and again to fix our eyes on Jesus. We can give our focus over to our thoughts. We can give our focus over to people. We can give our focus over to circumstances and situations outside of our control. And we need to understand that in this life, there will be a spiritual war that you and I will be exposed to. And we need to come back again and again and again and fix our focus. If you wear glasses, you know what it's like to have to clean your lens often, because you can get a distorted view of things because your glasses are dirty. If you're trying to take a photo with your phone, you know what it's like to have to clean off the lens in order to get a good focus. Obviously, all photographers understand the importance of focus. Well, so does our Heavenly Father, even more than you and I do. And He encourages us to remember to keep our focus fixed on Jesus. But I want you to just see what happens here in verse 2. It says, "The champion who initiates and perfects our faith, because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross." Today, as we go out into our program, we're going to endure heat. We will endure a lot of discomforts. Maybe some of us will even face the realities of food that doesn't set well in our digestive system, or maybe it's a physical issue with a headache or something that is going on in our bodies. But it will work to divert us from our focus. We will face a lot of discomforts, dust and sickness and smells and sights that are not necessarily choices in our life of pleasure, but yet we will endure those in order to have ministry, in order to be the missionary that God has called us to be, the representation of the love of Jesus in the lives of people. But it says here, not only did he endure the cross, but he did so with joy. He already knew the rest of the story. He knew how this story ends. And before he even went to the cross, he experienced joy. Listen to what that verse is saying. Before he suffered, he experienced joy. Before he bled, he experienced joy. Before he was beat beyond recognition for our sins, he experienced joy. Now, I doubt very few, if any, of those listening to this word today are going to see their lives end in a cruel death the way that Jesus did on the cross. And so let us surely, in anything that we struggle with, any trial, any trouble that comes our way today, let us already decide up front here and now that we will focus on Christ, and that we will experience his joy, knowing that we know the rest of the story. We know how this story ends. Let us lay our hands on people and pray for them today, knowing how this story ends, knowing that we serve a God that has provided the gift of eternal life, knowing that our Heavenly Father has sent his one and only Son to love each and every person. We know how this story ends. We know how the program that we're about to go into today ends. So let's stay focused. Let's focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and on his glory. Let's focus on the mission, on what he has called us to. Let's not allow interpersonal conflicts to distract us. Let's not allow the enemy to distract us in any way, shape, or form. Let's stay focused. Let's just decide here and now, nothing will distract us from this mission. Nothing is going to distract me from my purpose to bring God glory today. There is air in my lungs so that I can praise him today. Nothing is going to distract me from that. I will live for his glory today. You will live for his glory today. You will serve. You will love people. You will be a missionary of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing will distract you because you are zeroed in, precision focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the word today, focus. Know that you are the apple of his eye. He is so focused on you. He loves you. He died for you. He called you. He made you his own. He bought you with a price. You are his focus. Receive that and go and maintain the focus today of the mission that he has called you to. God bless you as you and I put that into practice. Okay, let's go focus our eyes on Jesus.
Global Hope India empowers the church in India through multiple channels. One of the most influential methods has proven to be sending individuals on short-term trips to India. During your 10 days in India, you will make a difference, be the hands and feet of Jesus, and see the lives of Indian internationals transformed by the gospel. We have opportunities in children's ministry, women's ministry, job training, medical missions, and more. Experience a life-changing adventure. If you're looking to make an impact, India is the place, and GHI is the opportunity. See our trips at globalhopeindia.org/go.
So how has a mission trip experience changed your everyday life?
My everyday life, actually today, I don't know if you remember, you gave me a bag of Salvation bracelets. Mm-hmm. I was talking to some people about it, and just actually teaching them. I know I have also taught a bit of this. It is such a simple way to share the gospel without, you know, I don't know. It's like so simple.
Yes.
So I shared with some colleagues at the office, and then in my small group, I have shared with them as well. But just being back here, it just, again, poses a challenge for me. Am I going to just continue with, you know, work? And of course, working in a church is, it can sometimes be very hard getting, you just get used to the routine of, you know, going through the day, going through the motions, and it's very possible to miss out on, you know, major exciting moments for you and God in your life. And just being away from home for the past 2 years on the mission trip really helped me, you know, take a break. Mm-hmm. And just reflect on what God is actually doing. And I'm just learning to practice that in my day-to-day life. I can't say it's easy, but it's an intentional practice that I am starting to do, and just being able to take time off and think, reflect, seek, and constantly desire. And one of my prayers is that I will never lose the sight and wonder of the works and the beauty and, you know, who really God is, and mm-hmm. just getting used to that glory, mm-hmm. you know, but just be expectant. And the same way I was expectant, because I was really, my expectations during the trips in India, like, were so high. I'm like, God is going to do something great, like, in this kids' lives, in these teenagers' lives. We're planting seeds, like, someday most of these guys will grow up and they will just recognize that someday God used some people from, you know, somewhere in the world, and our lives got transformed. And I just never want to lose the sight of that and never get used to that, mm-hmm. but rather be more expectant of even greater things have yet to come. Because the Bible says, what no eye has seen or ear has heard or heart has conceived, that is what God is prepared to do for those that love him. And I want to live in that expectation, you know, not to lose the wonder of, you know, who he is and what he can do regardless of my, you know, surrounding circumstances.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. What a beautiful prayer. Amen. Thank you for praying that over the church in the U.S., that we would never lose that wonder or that we would regain that wonder. Yeah. I really would like for you to close out our show with just a very specific prayer. And you represent something that I really would love for us to pray for every staff person in the church in the U.S., every person that receives a employment paycheck. They're on the payroll.
Yeah.
They're on staff of a church. You are on staff of a ministry, and you lack the financial resources to even dream of going on a mission trip. And we have staff members here who have the ability to go, but yet they feel so busy. You describe being very busy, but you describe the blessing of getting out of the routine and getting into the trenches of a mission trip. And I'd like for you to just pray that God would open up the opportunity and really elevate the call on our paid staff in the church around the U.S. to just get on an international mission trip. So would you be willing to pray? Just a brief prayer?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, God is in a prayer.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for an amazing opportunity to be a part of your team, to be a part of your community, to be a part of, your hands and feet. And it is, we can't really describe it, to be in partnership with you and your work and what you do. And Father Lord, I just pray even for the staff across the church community, across the globe, that King of Glory, even as we serve you, that we'll never bury ourselves to be so busy in the work that you've allowed us to be a part of, and we'll miss out on the opportunities that you give us, Lord, that we will look beyond that, Lord Father, that will open our hearts, oh God Father, King of Glory, even to spread, Father, oh Lord. It is very true that King of Glory, indeed, to whom much is given, much is required, Lord. May we never settle for what we have at the moment, but may we actually spread and extend our hearts, oh Lord Father, to desire even more things, more partnerships or more mission trips or more activities or more things to be a part of in your community, Lord King of Glory. Give us the grace that we need, Father Lord. I pray that you will give us the connections, oh God Father, for those that have thought about it, for those that are not too sure if the Lord is speaking, but we'll step out in faith and just trust you, because we know everything we do really is for the glory and honor for your name. It's not for fame. It's not to fill our bank accounts. It's not to, to make us famous, but to bring glory and honor for your name, King of Glory. I just pray that you will help us see that. Help us be able to recognize that you are calling us beyond our day job, beyond our paycheck. Stretch our faith, Lord. Stretch our faith to spaces beyond what we've ever dreamt of, King of Glory. Or plant dreams in our hearts, O Lord Father, King of Glory. Mm-hmm. We thank you, and Holy Spirit, we continue to ask you to guide us, to empower us, to strengthen us. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Let it be on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you so much, Richard. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you too.
Yeah, this is one of many. So we'll continue the conversation a little later.
Yes, fantastic. God bless. Thank you.
Okay.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Do you have a story for us? We've set up a dedicated phone line to record your story. Simply dial 95MISSION5. That's 95MISSION5. How has your mission trip experience changed your everyday life? Call 95MISSION5 and leave us a message. If we use your message on the show, we'll send you a Starbucks e-gift card. That's 95MISSION5. This episode is complete, so head over to globalhopeindia.org for show notes, resources, and opportunities to go to India through GHI. Continue to be radically transformed by God as you live out the Great Commission, and we'll see you again next week here at Missions Change My Life.